Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Tragic word this morning that the number of dead in the devastating earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria has now passed 11,000. Hope of finding survivors is fading. China is reacting to President Biden's State of the Union address last night, saying it was smeared. President Biden mentioned China several times last night, talking mainly about competition and trying to avoid conflict. The AP's Ben Thomas with what else the president said last night.
The president offered a reassuring assessment of the nation's condition.
Our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken.
There was some heckling from the Republican side, such as when he said,
some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority.
Republicans jumped to their feet to object.
I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look, folks.
But elsewhere in his remarks, Biden pointed to bipartisan progress on issues like infrastructure.
I think the people sent us a clear message. Fighting for the sake of fighting, power for the sake of power, conflict for the sake of conflict gets us nowhere.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Giving the Republican response to the State of the Union, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I'm the first woman to lead my state, and he's the first man to surrender his presidency to a woke mob that can't even tell you what a woman is.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is in Britain this morning, a rare trip out of his country as he tries to get more advanced weapons for Ukraine, which has been battling invading Russian forces for almost a year now. He'll meet with King Charles and other officials in Britain. He's thanking the British people for their support. LeBron James became the NBA's career-scoring leader last night during the Lakers' game against Oklahoma City.
LeBron James has overtaken NBA legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the league's all-time scoring leader. I'm Norman Hall. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar overtook Wilt Chamberlain's scoring record in 1984.
Johnson looking for Kareem. He passes, guarded by Eaton. Kareem goes in. A Skyhawk.
But later that year, the man who would surpass Jabbar was born in Akron, Ohio. LeBron James went from prep school to the pros at 19. James would play 11 years in Cleveland with a four-year break in Miami, where he impressed coach Eric Spoelstra with his work in games and practice.
He doesn't get bored with that process. You know, you can tell he's like a computer.
Laker coach Darvin Ham says James still works hard at being a complete player at age 38.
He's just a kid who's grown before our eyes in the last 20 years at this level. Has done nothing but play the right way and make the play that's in front of him.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says James breaking the record is impressive because of his style of play.
Well, I think it makes it that much more special that that he'd rather be known for his assists than his baskets.
James's achievements include four NBA championships and two Olympic gold medals. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. Now to what the U.S. is doing in the Philippines.
The U.S. has been rebuilding its military might in the Philippines more than 30 years after it closed its bases there. Washington's reinforcing an arc of military alliances in Asia in a starkly different post-Cold War era in which the perceived new regional threat is an increasingly belligerent China. Last week, the longtime allies announced that rotating batches of US forces will be granted access to four more Philippine military camps, aside from the five other local bases under a 2014 defense pact. News of the decision to allow an expanded American military presence in the country is rekindling memories of thousands of US sailors pumping money, life, and hope into the local economy. But there's also a backlash about the danger it could put the country in. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm John Leatherby. The king sits atop his throne. AP Radio correspondent Mark Myers reports on LeBron James' record-breaking night from Los Angeles.
LeBron James has broken the NBA's all-time scoring record. James made a 14-foot step-back jumper late in the third quarter, giving him 38,388 career points, passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who had held the record for 38 years. James finished the game with 38 points, though the Lakers lost to the Thunder 133-130. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
Despite a 43-point night from Cam Thomas, DeAndre Ayton had a career-tying 35 points to lead the Suns over Brooklyn 116-112. Nikola Jokic posted a triple-double by halftime, and the Nuggets went on a 32-2 run to demolish the Timberwolves 146-112. The Knicks, Pelicans, and Grizzlies were the other winners. Nearly two decades after his first Super Bowl appearance, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid is, you could say, coming full circle as Super Bowl 57 approaches. Greg Eklund has the story.
This is the fourth Super Bowl for Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. His first was in Philadelphia in the 2004 season. Reid had Donovan McNabb as his quarterback at that time. Now, with Jalen Hurts starting for the Eagles and Patrick Mahomes for the Chiefs, it's the first time in Super Bowl history two African-American quarterbacks will be starting. Greg Eklund, Phoenix.
College hoops, number 12 Kansas State, snapping a two-game skid with a win over number 17 TCU, 82-61. Marquise Noel had 18 points in the victory. U.S. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh is expected to leave the Biden administration to run the National Hockey League Players Association. A six-pack in the NHL on Tuesday, the Penguins, Sharks, and Ducks won in overtime. Edmonton, Vegas, and the Islanders won in regulation. I'm John Leatherby, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden delivers his second State of the Union address tonight. As far as Democrats are concerned, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says they are getting the job done.
It's a track record of extraordinary accomplishment, and we'll share that continuously with the American people, not to say reward us, but to say trust us. We have your back.
Missouri Republican Jason Smith says the goal should be to prioritize American workers.
It means securing our supply chains. It means growing wages for everyday Americans. I'm honored to stand with my colleagues as we make sure that the voice of the president is not allowed to drown out the voice of America's working families.
Sources tell the AP Labor Secretary Marty Walsh is expected to resign soon to become the head of the National Hockey League Players Association. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says if the job market further strengthens or inflation readings accelerate, the Fed might have to raise its benchmark interest rate higher than it now projects. Powell told the Economic Club of Washington he envisions a significant decline in inflation this year, but this is in the early stages of disinflation and it has a long way to go. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy confirms embattled New York Republican George Santos is being investigated by the House Ethics Committee.
The people of his district have voted for him in the process. Ethics is moving through, and if ethics finds something, we'll take action.
Santos has faced numerous calls for his resignation and is facing multiple investigations over his personal and campaign finances and lies about his resume and family background. Santos was assigned to two fairly low-profile committees. He's temporarily stepped aside from those committees. Search teams and aid poured into Turkey and Syria as rescuers search for earthquake survivors. More than 6,000 people have died. The Navy has released the first photos of the Chinese balloon recovery. This is AP News. A new exhibition in Amsterdam is displaying 28 of Vermeer's paintings.
Now that doesn't sound a lot, but the great 17th century Dutch artist is considered to have only generated 37 works, all while living in the Netherlands city of Delft. Rijksmuseum's general director, Taco Dibbets, says the exhibition allows people to immerse themselves in Vermeer's exquisite interior scenes.
Vermeer has this quality of kind of everything is perfect. Everything falls in place. There's perfect happiness in his scenes. There's tranquility. There's intimacy.
And the Rijksmuseum's head of paintings and sculpture, Peter Roloffs, suggests so many masterpieces in one place may help us understand the artist.
We're really coming closer to Vermeer than we've ever been.
Seven of the paintings haven't been in the Netherlands in more than two centuries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
One in five Americans is expected to bet on Sunday's Super Bowl. 50 million American adults plan to bet on the Super Bowl, wagering $16 billion in all, says the gambling industry. That's more than double the amount from last year as the legal sports betting market continues to grow. So, who are they betting on? The American Gaming Association survey finds they are evenly split. 44% like the Eagles and 44% like the Chiefs. The Eagles have been favorites on FanDuel. Kickoff time is 6:30 p.m. Eastern at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. I'm Rita Foley.
A new study finds that millions of people live under the threat of glacial floods. As glaciers melt and pour massive amounts of water into nearby lakes, around 15 million people across the globe live under the threat of a sudden and deadly outburst flood. The report in Nature Communications explains that more than half of those vulnerable are in just four countries, India, Pakistan, Peru, and China. Scientists say so far it doesn't seem like climate change has made those floods more frequent. But as glaciers shrink with warming, the amount of water in the lakes grows, making them more dangerous in those rare situations when dams burst. I'm Charles Duledesma.
The secrets of a glittering golden Egyptian mummy have been uncovered without disturbing the occupant. The mummy is called the Golden Boy.
He was a boy aged 14 years, well-preserved body and well-mummified.
Radiology professor Sahar Salim at Cairo University says the mummy is about 2,300 years old. CT scans help them get a better look at it.
There were 49 amulets. The arrangement of the amulets in three columns were really very unique and not seen before.
Some of the amulets are made of gold, a sign of the boy's social status. Researcher Sarah Ahmed Abdulaziz says CT scans help preserve the mummy.
You can now have a piece of amulet based off one that is in a mummy in your hand, 3D printed, without removing anything.
Researchers say a gold tongue amulet was put inside the boy's mouth so that he could speak in the afterlife. I'm Ed Donahue.
A new report finds that Navy ships face growing maintenance delays and higher cost. I'm Norman Hall. A report from the Government Accountability Office says Navy ships are getting fewer steaming hours because of growing maintenance delays and cost. The trend comes at a time when the U.S. is struggling to keep pace with China's growing fleet. Operating and support costs grew by about $2.5 billion across 10 ship classes, while the number of propulsion hours in which ships were operating on training dipped below a 10-year period that ended in 2021. During the period, the Navy saw increased maintenance delays, breakdowns, and cannibalization of parts, moving them from one ship to keep another one going. I'm Norman Hall.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.